Republican to be part of a committee investigating the insurrection on January 6th.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The Wyoming Republican has gone against GOP leadership and has agreed to be part of a select House committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson will lead the committee.
We have to get to the bottom of finding out all the things that went wrong on January 6th.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy threatened to strip Republicans of committee assignments if they accepted an appointment to this committee.
I was shocked that she would accept something from Speaker Pelosi. It would seem to me, as since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Cheney has directly blamed former President Trump for the riot at the Capitol. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
The most important.
We've got some rains overnight tonight that'll be diminishing, and scattered thunderstorm showers with some heavy rains tomorrow. A flood watch could be going up. In the morning, it's 70s. In the afternoon tomorrow, in the mid to upper 80s. Then it's clouds, scattered storm showers tomorrow night. Rain chance will diminish. Scattered activity, clouds and sunshine mix it in Independence Day. Some relief from the rains. In the afternoon, highs into the upper 80s to near 90. More scattered activity likely on Monday. Elsa expected to be in the southeast Gulf of Mexico by Monday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strocmarket.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go again, gang. Time to wrap up another week, another successful week. Well, we'll see. We'll see how successful it is. But nonetheless, we're right here on the eve of Independence Day, and it feels good to wrap up the week, does it not, Mike?
Yes, it does. Happy birthday, America.
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 I think I'm gonna have to wear my America prefab sleeveless T-shirt on Sunday just to celebrate properly, you know.
Yes, I like it.
I think collectively, all four of us have probably some of the most gaudy 4th of July gear of all time.
Yes, we do. I have one with Abraham Lincoln. I think it says Abraham drinking on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Nothing says America like quite like that does.
Yeah, really. Huh?
Well, nonetheless, it ought to be a good weekend and some time off. And we'll be taking some time off next week as well. We're going to be here Tuesday night, and the Bucktown All-Stars are going to be stopping by. And then you probably won't hear from us again until Friday. And just need a little vacation from everything. So, and not that my vacation is actually vacation, because I'm still kind of working from home. But nonetheless, it'll still be a good week and a good opportunity to get away from the 9-to-5 grind, or in my case, the 10-to-7 grind every day.
Yeah, and it'll be a staycation.
Yeah. You know, my friend's coming into town, and you're coming into town next weekend.
Yep. Yes, I am.
So
I had to remind Jessie that the other day, and she's like, "Why? What are we?" Oh yeah, I'm like, yeah, baby. I've told you this 10 times.
That's right.
I'm sure she's listening since I said that. So an hour from now is going to be very fun for me. So.
Yeah. Well, and you know, something funny happened the other night. Brenda and I were making dinner. We just put some pizzas in the oven, and a couple minutes passed. And I'm like, "Did you set the timer?" No. I'm like, "Well, baby, you know, if you don't set the timer, it's just done.
It's just done."
A famous Mike Henson quote.
If you don't it's set funny the timer, how I don't. I don't remember that, but I remember it so much.
Well, it's because nobody's let you live it down.
Yes, exactly. It's been going on for, what, 4 years now?
Yeah, something like that.
Give or take.
Hey, and you know, it was a little bit of a downer that the fireworks were going to be canceled over the weekend here on the riverfront. But you know what? And I've been waiting to use this since I saw the article earlier today. Will Smith once again saves Independence Day.
I saw that. That was the most amazing title of an article I've ever seen in my entire life.
the 4th of July fireworks were going to be canceled this weekend due to lack of funding because of everything that happened with the pandemic. And, you know, it's tough for people to donate money and things like that to get stuff like this accomplished. But Will Smith is, actor, producer Will Smith is in town filming a movie, and, he stepped up, and him and his production company actually flipped the bill, and lo and behold, there'll be fireworks on Sunday night at 9:00.
We love you, Big Willie style.
Right? you know, I think that's a very admirable thing to do.
Yes.
And something that he obviously didn't have to do. But it's nice that he's here filming a movie called Emancipation, which is the story of Whipped Peter, an enslaved man who escapes terrible conditions on a Louisiana plantation. Peter was a key figure in exposing the brutality of slavery and served as a soldier in the Civil War. But the real reason why Smith is in town is because they moved the production from Georgia to Louisiana in early April over concerns of controversial voting laws. So Georgia's loss is New Orleans' gain.
Yeah. Maybe Louisiana was Hollywood South, and then it moved to Georgia. Maybe we can regain that title. Well, that would be amazing.
That would be nice, because it seems like there is a lot of things being filmed right now. I know that house there on Carrollton that they filmed at, which I believe Jesse said was like Jeepers Creepers, but that's not what it is. I don't.
Yeah. I know the house you're talking about. The one where they cut down all the stuff in front of it, and they kind of remodeled the front of it.
Yeah. They're shooting there again. They've been shooting on Oak Street. They've been shooting right next to Tulane. So yeah, there's been a lot of stuff, and then there's some more stuff being filmed downtown as well. So all good things to get all that get that back in the fold here in New Orleans and get some more revenue generating. And you know, like I said, like we've been talking about, it's all those little incremental steps that we're getting back to regular craziness here in New Orleans. I can't say normal because nothing's normal.
Nothing's normal, and normal bypassed New Orleans about 250 years ago. So,
yeah,
but and we love it because of it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, fireworks 9:00 on. Let's see here. I guess it'll be on Saturday night, the 3rd. Oh, no, that's... no, New Orleans City Park will be hosting fireworks on the 3rd at 9 o'clock. The fireworks that Will Smith has helped make happen will be on the 4th on the riverfront. And so there'll be no parking zones all over the place, so make sure you're paying attention because yep. The meter people are paying attention again.
And, yes.
And just a heads up, Jackson Square is going to close early at 5 o'clock, and Crescent Park will extend its hours to 10 p.m. on Sunday to accommodate the firework viewers. So, of course, the city encourages everyone to be vaccinated before they join in on holiday plans. However, if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, I think it'd be too late to join the party this weekend because you've got to have 2 weeks after your last shot. So.
Yeah, that's. I guess maybe get Johnson & Johnson since this is one shot and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the deal. So I know some other programs on the station don't encourage the vaccination, but here at the Something to Say radio show, we do. Because you know what? I want to do stuff, and I'm going to be selfish about it, and I don't care.
Yeah, if you don't, they may shut things down again. And so if you get your vaccination, then that's that much more less likely that they're going to shut things down again. So,
yep.
I love concerts. I love festivals. I love Saints games. I would love to be able to go to them.
Absolutely.
Please help out with that.
Exactly. Don't be a jerk. Don't be selfish. Even though we're saying this in a selfish way.
Yes.
You should be
very selfish while saying don't be selfish, but it's still...
Do as I say, not as I do. Isn't that the old phrase?
Yes. Actually, do as I do because I did it already. I'm vaccinated, so yeah. I don't know. I feel like I could have said that in a better way, but the sentiment's the same. So.
Yep, I understood. I can translate to all the folks listening at home. All right.
Hey, you want to translate that Cajun.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to tell you some stories about that off the air. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we got some news, some baseball news with Trevor Bauer, who's in a little bit of legal trouble, and also we're going to talk about the new deal with NCAA and college athletes finally getting to make endorsement deals. So stick around. We got plenty to talk about in the next hour. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM.
Curse, just like the strain.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com, where you can get all the extra content from all of our shows here at WGSO, and you can find out all about our new not-for-profit status. Well, I don't know how new it is. It's 6 months old. However, it's still important, and you can find out how you can get involved simply by going to WGSO.com. All right, so I found this to be very interesting. That I saw this. This comes from the USA Today. Trevor Bauer, who's been, I don't want to say he's a loudmouth because he's not, I don't know if it's that. Let's just say he's a very
outspoken.
There you go. That's a good way to put it. A very outspoken individual in Major League Baseball. Let's just say self-confident. I don't want to say he's cocky, yeah. But he's very self-confident. Yeah.
He knows how good he is.
Sure. We'll
say
that.
Whether he's that good or not.
I don't know why we're trying to put such a nice spin on everything when that's normally not who we are at all.
I know.
I guess because we got a 3-day weekend coming up.
There you go. Well, he's a really good pitcher, yeah. And we got a 3-day weekend, and so we'll just be nice before we talk about what he has allegedly done. So.
And he's the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner.
Yes.
So, headline is, police say criminal investigation of Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is bigger than they thought. Trevor Bauer was placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball, today. But hours before that, a lieutenant with Pasadena Police Department said the investigation into allegations that Bauer assaulted a 27-year-old woman during the two sexual encounters is bigger than, quote-unquote, bigger than they thought. They're looking into some things, and they thought they were nearing the end. Lieutenant Carolyn Gordon, who's overseeing the investigation, told USA Today. However, she then went back and said, we're not close to the end. The investigation is bigger than they thought, and so we have to look a few more places. We want to try to uncover as much stuff as we can. Of course, they're not going to reveal any of the information because it's an ongoing investigation. But the woman who says Bauer sexually assaulted her decided this week that she did not want to wait any longer on the criminal investigation and filed for a domestic violence restraining order on Tuesday. The temporary restraining order was granted shortly thereafter with a hearing scheduled for July 23rd, at which point Bauer can formally dispute the allegations, which he has publicly denied through his agent. And she's went on to say that she's deeply concerned that no arrest has been made or charges filed. So, of course, they're not going to identify who the woman is. Whether or not, he did it or, who knows? It's the same thing we talked about with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, there's things that happen and women or anybody, I shouldn't just say women, when they make allegations, there could be some falsehood to it. And with this, there's pictures of her with black eyes, alleging that he hit her. And, it's one of those things. A former New York prosecutor, Matthew Galuzzo, he commented on it that it was odd because he cited that graphic photos that the woman said show injuries that was inflicted on her amount to probable cause, and He said he was quoted as saying, "What's striking to me is the photos of her in that complaint with black eyes." And she says that Bauer hit her. I'm not sure why this is so complicated for the police. Normally speaking, if a woman has black eyes and somebody said, and says somebody hit her, there's going to be an arrest. You know, and probably part of this is the high profile of the case, I would assume. They want to make sure that everything's on the up and up and this isn't a cash grab from somebody, because unfortunately those things happen.
And I'm not saying this is what happened. Believe me, I am not saying this at all. But you could have, you know, somebody else could have punched you 5 years ago and you're saying this. And now, granted, as we were alluding to earlier, he's kind of he knows how good he is, and that can lend towards feeling like you're above people. I'm not saying that's how the case on his side either. But what if it happened before and she's saying this is the case? But at the end of the day, it could have been him. Mm-hmm. And so I can see why the police are taking a let's look into it approach.
Right.
Because it could easily be both. And so you have to make sure that you know what you're looking at before you even begin to start thinking about prosecution or, you know, arresting somebody or whatever else.
Yeah. You know, the thing that comes to my mind is the thing that comes to my mind every single time we talk about one of these situations coming up is, why put yourself in a situation where somebody can blame you for something?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, that's, you know, that's the oversight. I feel like the most celebrities or athletes, they all are guilty of it. And I don't understand for the life of me why. I mean, at this point, you're making the kind of money. He signed a 3-year, $102 million contract with the Dodgers in February. You're making that kind of money. Keep your ass at home.
Yeah.
Just keep your ass at home.
That's all you have to do. Just go to work, go home, go to work, go home. And then after that, once your contract is over, once you retire, you have all the money in the world. You can go hit on all the women you want. Not literally hit. That was a bad choice of words. But yeah, but yeah, you can go and flirt with all the women you want.
Yeah.
Why would you go out and do that now? That is the stupidest thing you can possibly do. Whether he did it or not, regardless, that's the stupidest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Just be a normal human being who just so happens to make have a $190 million contract, $109 million contract.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that people should just, you know, if these people should just stay at home necessarily, but, you know, you got to make better decisions and you got to surround yourself with the right people. And
the people who are going to stop you from doing something like that,
right,
or won't put you in that kind of situation in the first place.
Exactly. Because if you don't put yourself in that kind of situation, chances are really good that you're not going to have any issues. I mean, how is it that some athletes like a Drew Brees or an Albert Pujols or, you know, go down the line, there's tons of athletes and celebrities that do things the right way. How is it that they made it through their careers without any of this stuff coming up and you aren't? You know, that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a break. Let's get some bottom of the hour news from the Louisiana Radio Network, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about college athletes getting endorsement deals. Well, let's just wait. I'll tell you my thoughts on it when we come back. We'll be back with more after this. I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here, away from you. Now I'm on my hip.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbauer is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. This afternoon, Governor Edwards announced that he's vetoed 28 pieces of legislation from the 2021 regular session. Two high-profile bills, the ability to conceal carry without a permit, and legislation to keep transgender females from competing in women's sports, are among the 28 vetoed. If lawmakers agree to hold a historic veto session, it would be held July 20th. State Democrats are losing yet another rural lawmaker as Bogalusa Representative Melinda White announces her departure in favor of identifying as no party. LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Offord says White's decision to leave the party is part of an ongoing theme that's seen Democrats hemorrhage support outside of the major cities.
It's just how difficult it's become for rural Democrats to try to represent their districts and to try to engage in politics at the Capitol and to produce results.
White was first elected in 2015 as a Democrat. LRN.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running. He's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries, we've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email.
Tiger Rag Daily.
You've got all the LSU sports news you need.
Football,
basketball,
baseball,
volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all. Tiger Rag.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Ask a Louisiana Lawyer, co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Hi, this is Clay with Witcher Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 12 to 1 for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And as we were talking about earlier in the show, the NCAA went ahead and made it all right that these college athletes now can make some money off of their likeness, which I'm all for. What do you think?
Yes, I'm 100% for it. And if you... I was looking back, and I remember these conversations back in the day, but I went back and looked at them. And back in the mid to, I guess, early to mid-90s, there were a lot of college coaches. That's when that first came up. When it first came up, as far as I know. And there were a lot of college coaches saying, oh, well, if you do this, then, you know, it ruins the amateurism of it. But also, if you do it, then, you know, the big schools, the LSUs and Alabamas and Ohio States and Notre Dames of the world that make all this money, they're going to get all of the great players. Well, first off, they already get all
of the great players. They already are, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You and I have had that conversation before. That's the reason that you don't particularly care for college football as much as you like NFL, because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, on top of that, the reason that I'm all for this, or one of the reasons I'm all for this, is because it's actually going to be the exact opposite. You can go, let's say you're Levi Lewis. He's the quarterback for UL Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably not the best person to use because he's not from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's at UL. Well, if he was from Lafayette, he could go to LSU. Well, you've got Miles Brennan, you got Garrett Nussmeier, you got Max Johnson, you got all these great quarterbacks in front of you. Well, you may sit the bench for 3 years before you can get on the field. But if you go to UL, you're going to start this year, your first year. And so you've got 3 years of sitting there doing nothing, or you can start and go and get a sponsorship. And what is this sponsorship? Lafayette Travel, which I know is the Eat Lafayette campaign, which is done by Lafayette Travel. Eat Lafayette campaign's a huge thing in Lafayette. And so he is now the official sponsor. He's promoting the Eat Lafayette campaign. So he's making money. Well, let's say he was a freshman right now and he was as good as he is. Would he be able to do this and make money? If he went to LSU, he would have to wait 3 years to be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would make him want to stay in Lafayette and go to UL because he could get that money now instead of waiting 3 years.
Right.
And then on top of that, you know, one of the things that nobody's ever really done per se, but you could be a bigger star at a different school than if you went to Alabama and you got to sit the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So maybe it'll help you out. And now this will really help them out. And in the long run, I can see, I don't know if it'll actually happen, but I can see this helping to spread out the talent.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to the extent that it could be, but the people that would have gone and sat the bench at LSU or Alabama or Notre Dame or something like that, they're going to go to UL. They're going to go to a smaller school, whatever it is, and they can make a name for themselves. And now they can market themselves. And so now they may be able to get into the NFL, or they may at least have a better career. Even if they would have never got into the NFL, you have a better career. Now you can make more money while you're in college, and it works out better for you in the long run.
Yeah, I think it's a win all the way around. I mean, number one, what we've talked about before, I've never thought it was right that, number one, okay, so the way it's been in the past is that these colleges, yeah, they're going to sell a Joe Burrow jersey, or they're going to sell whoever the star is on their team. They're going to make money off of that particular person's likeness, because even though that's an LSU jersey, it's still the name on the back that's what's selling that specific jersey. If you wanted to sell jerseys, don't put a number on it. Don't put a number, yeah. Don't put a name. Then whoever, you know, if you're just truly supporting the school, then that's the way it is. And then I have no problem with it. Where I have the problem is when you're putting the names and numbers on it, or just the number, typically. A lot of the time they didn't put people, the player's actual last name on it, because for that very reason. So you're making money off of that particular kid while the kid's not making anything off of it. Now, you want to make the argument, I'm sure the devil's advocate is, okay, well, they're getting a free education and yada, yada, yada. Come on. You know, that kid gets hurt. That's the end of it. And most of the time, if they get hurt, by the way, that's the end of your scholarship too. And
yeah.
So I don't see the issue with that. I mean, anybody in their right mind, if their likeness is being used, they want to be paid for it.
Yeah. Well, and how many other hundreds of kids at that college, that university, also have a scholarship, so they're getting everything paid for, who have literally nothing. They have the scholarship, but they don't have that. They're not making the school millions of dollars. They're just literally going to class. It just so happens they're smart enough that the school offered them a scholarship. Well, they don't get anything. Well, they're not also not making the school millions of dollars.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying give them, the ability to market themselves. I mean, they're not going to make any money.
Right.
But these other people, like when Drew Brees was at Purdue, you don't think he made him a little bit of money?
Right. Absolutely. Think about the TV revenue for having superstar players on the team. There's so many different ways that superstar athletes are making money for these colleges.
Exactly.
And let me tell you. Let me open it up for a different scenario. Now we all know how things have went in the past in college athletics, where there's been boosters, there's been other things where people's families have been getting money under the table, and then it puts these colleges in bad circumstances where they get, they get put on probation and they can't participate in bowl games or postseason. Don't you think this may take that out of the equation? Because why?
Exactly.
Why would a booster need to pay these families or do anything shady when these players now have the ability to make their own money?
Yeah. And it's funny that you bring that up, because earlier today I read an article about Reggie Bush has been petitioning the NCAA and the Pac-10 or Pac-12, I guess, to reinstate his Heisman and all of his records and all that. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, look, this happened, but now you're allowing this to happen. And so why is it that it was bad for me to do it when this same thing is okay now? And now, granted, it wasn't in the same way, and so I'm not 100% behind it, but it's, at the end of the day, it all comes out to the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to say, I'm a little biased. It's Reggie Bush. He was running back for the Saints. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a little biased. But, again, it's all the same thing at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Why not? Why? If y'all had allowed this beforehand, that would never have had to have happened, because he would have had an agreement with In-N-Out Burger or whatever else, mm-hmm. and it would never have gotten to that point in the first place. Or whoever paid that money to his family would have just been like, okay, hey, look, I'm going to pay you to advertise for my company.
Right. Well, and I was also – and I was unaware, because I don't follow gymnastics, but there's a girl on LSU's gymnastic team, Olivia Dunn. She already has over a million Instagram followers. You don't think that girl's going to get paid? And I mean, there's probably some different reasons for why she has so many followers. I'm sure she's fantastic at tumbling, but she's also pretty easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and let's just call it like it is. if you're going to be the spokeswoman for some for a company, obviously they want attractive people. They don't usually put somebody unattractive as the face of their company. So
that's the reason I'm not in any commercials.
I know. I keep trying to get us some commercials, but you know, some TV deals, but nobody's biting on us. I don't know. But you know, to that point, like that, you know, that woman, she's gonna make a hell of an income off of it. And
good
why
for
not?
Her.
Yeah, she built that following on Instagram. If somebody had if she wasn't an athlete and had a million followers on Instagram, she would be quote unquote an influencer, and somebody would be paying her to do something.
Yeah,
you know. So why shouldn't she? I just don't. I think this is a good move, and I think it's kind of it's one of those needed things. Like we always, you know, we're always cantankerous and grumpy about change and things like that when it comes to sports.
Along your damn kids.
Right. But in this instance, I'm all for it. I think this is the right thing to do. And more power to these kids. You know, why should you eat ramen noodles because you only had $30 on your card that you could use for the week for to eat lunch and, you know, eat all of your meals, by the way. Because I know plenty of people that played college sports, and you know they were starving, and some of them played in Division I football programs.
There's only so much money that goes on a Tiger card.
Mm-hmm.
And just for a second, if you and I could build up 4 million people on YouTube or on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
nobody would say a word. We could make $1 million, you know, whatever we would make.
Right.
But so why is it different when she does it?
Exactly.
It makes no sense because she plays for she is basically because she's in college, really.
Well, and let's think about that specifically for her. Past the Olympics, what's the opportunities for a gymnast?
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's not like she's going to be doing that even into her 30s.
Yeah, if you're not Simone Biles, who is literally one of the greatest athletes who's ever lived in the history of the world, you're not going to make money off of having gone to the Olympics unless somebody that followed you and loved you is willing to hire you for $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And those are going to be few and far between. And so they need to make some money now in order to give them a fallback while they try to figure out what they're going to do for the next 50 years of their life, for the next 40 years of their career.
Well, and just to wrap this up, think about this. Michael Phelps, one of the greatest swimmers of all time.
Yeah.
How much do you hear of Michael Phelps anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so again, all for it, and kudos to whoever came up with the idea because it's a good idea. And these kids should get what they deserve. So there you go. That's our take, our hot take of the week, I guess you could say. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And I even had one regarding the 4th of July. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partner Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, here we go. Last segment of the week. With it being Friday, you know that means it is time for some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
I like it.
All right, you want to kick it off?
All right. And I was thinking about it a few minutes ago. I'm not sure what I read last week. And so if I read this one, well, I have another one. So.
Okay.
All right. Police break up exorcism at Pennsylvania yep. Home Depot. That's what I thought.
Yep.
All right. Oh, wait. Oh, why is this not working? Come on. I got to refresh my page. There we go. Oh, come on. All right. Well, why don't you go? Because I have to figure out how to
use the internet. Okay. All right. So,
of course it works now.
Iowa man calls in bomb threat because he didn't get sauce for his chicken McNuggets. Police say an Iowa man attempted to get revenge on his local McDonald's after he was shafted out of sauce for his chicken McNuggets. But things, quote-unquote, blew up in his face. Ankeny police arrested Robert Goldwitzer Jr. on Saturday night after he allegedly threatened to blow up the restaurant and punch an employee over missing condiments. Investigators told the station that the 42-year-old suspect called the fast food chain after discovering his order was incorrect. Police contacted Goldwitzer. The sauce-craving suspect admitted to making the threats. Well, then you're just stupid. Authorities arrested Goldwitzer Saturday night and charged him with a felony charge of making a false report of explosive or incendiary device. On Sunday, he was released from the Polk County Jail after posting bond. People have made some really bizarre, bogus bomb threats before. That just goes on to the next one. But yeah, can you imagine what a dummy you are that you, just because you didn't get some sweet and sour sauce that you decide to call and say you're going to blow up McDonald's? Give me a break. I mean, why don't you just have sweet and sour sauce in your refrigerator like any normal person? Or barbecue sauce. Or honey mustard. Whatever it is you like. You obviously like it, so I keep it in your fridge.
At pretty much every grocery store you can think of.
All right. All right, go ahead.
All right. Sex toys stolen in dual Bradenton burglaries, cops say. The suspect got away on a scooter. And by the way, this happened in Florida, obviously. A 45-year-old Palmetto man is facing two counts of felony burglary after he broke into a pair of Bradenton adult video stores, according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. I feel like Manatee County has come up quite a few times in the last few years.
There's a lot of repeat performers in Florida. I can tell you that from Thursdays.
Deputies say Craig Pierce burglarized the XTC adult superstore 1008 Cortez Road on June 10th. That investigation tied him to an earlier burglary at CJ's adult store on that road, whatever. According to the arrest affidavit, surveillance videos of CJ's captured Pierce before 7 a.m. on May 22nd, using a rock to break out the store's windows, and after taking several items, captured him driving away from the scene on a scooter. Deputies say Pierce stole several items of, quote, queen-size women's lingerie and various sex toys. Pierce had not yet been identified in that burglary, but was captured on video on June 10th at the ecstasy store. At the ecstasy store, gaining access to the building in a similar manner. He was seen fleeing the business on the same scooter, deputies say Pierce stole more women's apparel, a black wig, and various sex toys valued at almost $800.
Wow, that's
according to the affidavit. Yes, it is. According to the affidavit, deputies identified Pierce on June 17th after the sheriff's office released images of the burglaries to the public. Deputies say they made contact with Pierce on June 17th at his mobile home, of course. During an ensuing search of his residence, deputies found items linked to both burglaries. Pierce was booked into the Manatee County Jail the same day and charged with two counts of burglary. He remains in custody on bonds totaling $3,000. According to jail records, Pierce has been listed as a criminal registrant since 2019 with multiple prior arrests.
Wow. All right. Well, it's the 4th of July, and what Whiskey Tango Foxtrot wouldn't be complete without somebody blowing up their hand or body part because of fireworks? So the Tennessee man loses part of his hand while trying to shoot fireworks from a car sunroof. Yep, he tried it. 21-year-old man lost half his hand while attempting to shoot a firework mortar from the sunroof of a car in Middle Tennessee, the Murfreesboro Police Department reported Thursday. A woman who was with him also suffered injuries in the explosion, according to police. The incident took place around 9:30 p.m., and the Murfreesboro man told Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services the mortar exploded in a tube he was holding in his left hand. Medical personnel searched the area attempting to preserve parts of the man's hand but couldn't locate anything. Ooh. He was taken to Vanderbilt University Medical Center, was treated for major injuries. The female in the car suffered head injuries, minor burns to her neck and upper back, and complained of ear pain. Oh, geez, I wonder why. I don't know why that this person, the captain, had to say this. Fireworks are made of explosives and are dangerous when used improperly. Okay. Interesting. let's see. In addition, police reported a group of people shooting fireworks at passing cars, causing drivers to swerve off the road to avoid being hit. The suspects also shot fireworks at the Murfreesboro Police Patrol Unit.
Good job.
Spokesperson for the police, Larry Flowers, said that as of Thursday, no arrests have been made in connection to either incident. So there you go. I always like to at least get one I blew up my hand story. So.
Yes.
All right.
So happy 4th of July, everybody.
That's right.
Don't blow up your hands or anything else.
Be careful when you light fireworks. My goodness. All right. That's going to do it for us. Like I said early in the show, we'll be back just a couple times Tuesday night. Bucktown All-Stars will be stopping by, and we'll be back at least on Friday. So there you go. And until then, everybody have a great 4th of July, great Independence Day. And until then, Mike, I guess we should just play Gloria.
I agree.
For more Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide.